You're listening to The Wholeness Podcast with Melissa Catherine, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Wholeness Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Catherine, intuitive coach specializing in mindset mastery and committed to bringing you back to wholeness, the truth of who you were before you ever thought you were less than, whether it's due to a number on the scale, a trauma, or challenges in life. So many of us have limiting beliefs that we somehow aren't enough, and I'm here to tell you it's just not true. As a leader in transformation, having been a coach for almost a decade, with a background as a nutritionist, fitness expert, and hypnotherapist, I specialize in emotional and mindset mastery, with a spiritual connection to support you in living your best life in a body that you love. Listen each week to receive expert guidance, live coaching, and have your questions answered. It's time for you to have wholeness now.
Okay, guys, I am beyond excited today because we have oh my gosh. Okay. We have Lindsay Heppner and hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
okay. I'm trying to pick up. We have a little bit of a lag. And so I'm hoping that disappears. But it's incredible what you've created between Vant, your digital social media agency, what you've done and what you've created, which I have so many questions about, especially after I was watching, your YouTube videos and Revamped TV. So guys, we're going to have all of the links below, but Lindsay, essentially, I just want to dive right in and I would love to know, it looks like to me, what you've created is it's so insightful for what's going on for our times. Like it's so what's needed. How did you know that would be a gap that needed to be filled when you started actually creating your agency?
Oh, that is a loaded question. And honestly,
because it's so perfect. Like I'm looking at it, I'm like, how did you come up with this then? Because you started it when?
7 years ago.
I was trying to find it. I'm like, I think, okay. Because it's like influencers now, I mean, it's like everyone wants to be in some way an influencer or social, and just even having the foresight to know what social media is. Yeah. How did you hone in on that vision?
Honestly, at that time, I was really in the space of modeling and designing. And when that platform kind of came up as like, ooh, we can post about, I don't know, like pictures of a wall or, do you remember like when it was like nothing, there was like no actual people doing selfies or whatever. It was just actually taking photos of the grass or a building or whatever. And I saw there was an opportunity there to kind of create content around yourself. And for me, I thought it was a great platform to actually be a blogger or, I wanted to do nutrition in the beginning.
Yeah.
But then I was like, okay, how can I brand myself and use contacts with other brands that I've been working with? So for a long time, I was in modeling. I had like a really good network system and I reached out to a lot of brands and asked them to work with me on collaborating and making content. And so during this time, I've always wanted.
So smart.
So
you're really smart. Honestly, I'm wanting to be like, no, you're so smart. But I just, especially like I remember, 7 years ago and this was all so new and people were even wondering like, is this even going to be something like,
totally.
What, yeah. I mean, the random, there were so many from my space.
Exactly. And, I kind of looked at it as like, okay, we're developing something new. I didn't know how I was going to monetize it. I just knew that I wanted to create content. Mm-hmm. And at first I had this whole name, like Active Lens, everything. And I was going to start a blog. And then I was like, wow, this is going to be a lot of work. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to put that on hold for first. And because I really wanted to be a creative director. So what I did was So what I told you with creating content for brands, and then I started, after they saw what I could do, they let me do their photo shoots. And that was what I wanted to do. I wanted to like creative direct other people's stuff. And then, so I started hiring models who had actually random followings on Instagram. And they're like, can you manage me? And I was like, okay, why do I need to manage you? But they were getting emails for deals to post on Instagram. And I was like, oh my gosh, we can monetize. So then I started managing them. And then I started accumulating so many other girls. I was like, I just had this like way of seeing an it factor about people, and I would just gravitate them. I'd research them. I'd email them and be like, hey, let me manage you. And they're like, manage me for what? And I would show them what their opportunity was. So a lot of these girls had no idea they could get paid on this platform that was, you know, developing so quickly. And the next thing I know it, we were, you know, a year in, and I had this other great idea that I wanted to take all these influencers and put them on trips. And at that time, no one believed in me. No one thought it was, everyone thought it was a really, really weird idea. And no one wanted to put like money behind it until we actually worked with San Lorenzo Bikinis in Hawaii. And they said, let's just do it. Let's try it. And it was the biggest thing for our agency. We just automatically were known around the world as like the influencer trip agency. So we call it Vamp Tours. And I mean, you see now it's on Revolve, it's Boohoo, it's PacSun, like everyone does it. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So, okay. So why Vamped?
Oh, the name?
Yeah.
Okay. So First, my really good friend, Jonathan, he was the creative director and kind of the visionary behind Paul Frank. And I used to model for Paul Frank. Yeah. So
like, I love Paul Frank.
Yeah. So they were an Orange County brand. I was with them for 4 years, one of their main models. And when I was done, I always went to him because he's a visionary. He's so creative. Like the things he does now, he works with Coca-Cola, like all these big brands. And at that time I told him about what I wanted to do. And I wanted to call it Vamped because I wanted to revamp brands. So I had it first spelled as V-A-M-P-E-D. And he was like, no. You need to equal this out. You need to have two P's in it like your last name. And so that is how my name got. Yeah.
So funny, because I was wondering about the two P's and I, oh my gosh.
Yeah. So vamping up brands. So that's what we do. Like a lot of brands come to us and we strategize how they're going to go into the market. Like I work with a lot of brands and then they develop and we create content for them and all that. So it's vamping up their brand.
So now there's so much that I want to say. First off, I'm such an advocate. I was just talking about this. I do these things called Cosmic Tea on Instagram. And we were talking today about, you know, being a yes to your desires and just following mm-hmm. and allowing the universe to take hold and allow for the unfolding.
Yeah.
As opposed to, and it's so fascinating because even when you're sharing your story, you know, it's very much like, yeah, I just knew this felt fun for me. This felt like something I wanted to do. And you had no idea how you'd monetize it. And then it just kind of fell into your lap and you were just like, yeah, okay. Yeah. Let's do that. Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, 7 years later, you were, you know, like 7 years ahead of the game. Right. Which is really impressive.
Thank you.
I've said that like 50 times, but as a fellow entrepreneur, it's really amazing.
Thank you.
It really, really is. So now take me to where you are now in your mm-hmm. business and the things that you're seeing. What are you seeing in terms of like, especially the trends in social media and where people and this blowing up of influencers and so many brands wanting to work now even more so with influencers mm-hmm. than as the new kind of celebrity?
Yeah, no, for sure. This industry is very, very unique, but it's such a great opportunity. I was saying on another interview, like this is the best time to brand yourself. you know, like why wait around for that agency or, you know, that, that, you know, record label. You can do everything yourself. And I think just getting to know a lot of the platforms is super crucial at this time. Like learn YouTube, learn TikTok, learn LinkedIn. I've been on LinkedIn more than ever. And my girlfriends who are not in this space, they're like, LinkedIn is such like an old school platform. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's the best platform right now, especially if you're an entrepreneur. Like you have connections to everyone and everyone's on there for business. And obviously Instagram has a really weird algorithm too, where you have to use every single platform, like the Reels, the IGTV, everything to actually be noticed and get on the Explore page. So yeah. I try to do every single one every other day. And just understanding the value of all these platforms is free promotion. You know, like people need to learn all of these and not be like, oh, I'm trying to stay away from social media. Yeah, that makes sense for a little bit of time, but in 10 years and 20 years, when the only platforms we have is this, and you decided not to actually do your research, you're not going to be able to be an entrepreneur. You're not going to be able to get a job. Like all these things are a priority for a lot of businesses.
And you need
to know. Yeah. You need to know them.
You know, like, it's, you know, their management is looking at their numbers.
Oh, even, you know what?
I mean, for me, it's the same. I mean, both spaces, it's like, it's where are your numbers? Like you want a book? It's like, where are your numbers?
Oh,
but what's
yeah.
fascinating too is also that so much of this can be done on your own too, right? Like it's, but I can even tell you, I mean, I just got on TikTok. and I'm having a blast on TikTok. Before we even got on, I did like 8 TikTok videos.
Yeah.
I'm going to batch some TikToks. And I had this notion around it, like, oh, it's for like teeny boppers and like, they're just dancing. And then I'm like, no, this is where it's like, this is so fun.
Yeah. I actually wanted to say, Melissa, I had a model come in the other day and she was saying all the models that are coming into the space are not even getting booked because they don't have a following. So the people that have been in the space for a really long time will be constantly used, even in their 40s, that were models that came into the influencer world, because the brands need the following. That's like, you know, that's the way that they're getting promoted.
And it's true, because especially people buy people, right? Like, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, what, you know, I'll get asked like, what face products are you using? Like, I just had all these questions today about my hair in a video. And I'm like, no. And then this, what do we do to take care of our hair? How do we get our hair? And I'm like, yeah, this is a whole other slew, right? it is true. And it's so, and then are you on Clubhouse?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I was going to say, if you're not, I'm going to invite you.
No, I am.
That is another one that, mm-hmm. I mean, it's like people are living on. And so I want to ask you, for those that are listening, that are going, what do you do when you're kind of, you are new and it's overwhelming because you're trying to, right? Like right now with COVID and everything else, there's more birthing of entrepreneurs and people that are really going, what do I desire? What do I want? Who cares? Like, let's just go for it. Where would they start? Like if you're taking somebody on and you're going, and they're like, do I go here? Do I go there? Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. There's
I know TikTok, Triller, Clubhouse,
Clubhouse, TikTok, LinkedIn, you know, do you advise people like, let's just focus on two platforms? Like, is it more like, hey, if you want brand sponsorships, let's really focus on Instagram, go all in. And once we get that dialed in, we'll go here. Or do you kind of pick a few and tell people, let's focus on two or three for different purposes, but go strong? Or are you like trying to do all of them?
It just depends. I think it's more like what are you trying to go after? You know, like, let's say this, I actually had a girl who was on my podcast the other day, and she really heavily works on Pinterest because she owns an interior decorating website.
Yeah.
So she really focuses on that platform because people that use her content will also go to her Pinterest and then purchase, you know, furniture from her and everything. For me, I heavily go on LinkedIn because I want to connect more with, you know, other businesses, people who need branding, new talent. And I love Clubhouse too for that too. It's like, yeah, there's so many celebs, influencers on that platform, and just getting knowledge from your peers and, you know, linking up with them. But it really depends on like what you are trying to gravitate towards and what you're trying to get after. If you're just wanting like a lot of marketing and branding, I say TikTok because it's the easiest to get exposed and go viral. YouTube's great for if you're doing courses or trying to teach the world something with knowledge.
Came out with YouTube Shorts. It's like
exactly
this...
yeah.
So what are you? Yeah, sorry.
I mean, it just depends on what you want to do. And I think the when I look at like my friends who are not in this space, I tell them, don't try to digest everything. Try to tackle one thing and like understand it and then move on to the next so you're comfortable. And that's the easiest way I can say is like, learn Instagram, learn to be vulnerable and learn to present yourself in the way you want to market your brand or your business or yourself, and then move on to another chapter. Like, I'm just, okay, I have to say this because I'm so proud of my best friend, Jenna, who's never been on like any platform of like influence. And she has been crushing it at Instagram, and now she's diving into LinkedIn and posting, and I'm just so proud of her. So, I just think it just like, take it one step at a time. You don't have to race, you know, to get to the finish line. I think you just, you know, learn one thing at a time.
I love your connection. I know my best friend and I, I'm like, I went viral on TikTok, and she's like, I just got verified today. And I'm like, I'm like, yay, it's happening. Right. Like, it's right. Okay. The other thing that I think people get confused about, and especially whether it's, cause I have parents that will say like, how do I get my daughter wants to be an influencer, and how I wouldn't deem, it's interesting, I don't deem myself an influencer because it wasn't really a term, I think, when I got started.
Yeah, no, it's still a new term.
Yeah. Sure. But it is interesting because I think that there's also, and I see this a lot with influencers that are kind of now, and I'm hearing this even a lot on Clubhouse, so I'd love to, I'll do this question first because I have a slew for you. is what do you see the mistakes that people make between wanting to be a personal brand or like be a brand, but they're showing up more so like it's a personal feed. Does that make sense? Right? Like that's something I see often where, and I'll get messages about that. And I'm kind of like, you wouldn't like, you're inspiring and some, but you wouldn't know that you're positioned that way.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. No, I've learned, it's taken me a really long time to understand even too, for my own branding as a businesswoman. I've always just been so weird about curating content on my feed and making sure it looks perfect and da da da, and not really, you know, diving deep into like my actual personality and showcasing that more so. And I felt kind of like an imposter because I feel like I'm always talking about personality first, but my Instagram was showing like beauty was more important. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And so I changed it recently and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to hide behind that. I love who I am. And I'm going to show that side and show that like how many things I'm doing and how hard I work and that I am a goofy person. And I think I've got so much more attention that way that people are like, wow, she's a real person. I can relate to that. And I really think that the industry is changing and it is beautiful. It's like, you can have that other way of being, if you're afraid to like show that part of you. But if you're not and you're okay with your own skin, I think you should show it, you know, and kind of let those, you know, intertwine a little bit, your personal brand and who you are as a businesswoman. But if you don't want to and you want to separate them, that's okay too. You know, it just depends on like how comfortable you feel, I guess.
No, I love that you said that, because I know that was a struggle within myself, being more of a private person that then ended up being a public figure. And how the universe worked that one out for me, right? Yeah. It's like, but it was always that kind of, and even I can even say in my own journey where I went from caring so much and being this perfectionist to then just being like, I'll just post that, you know, and then all of a sudden I'm looking at my feed, I'm like, well, that doesn't necessarily, we've got to mix this up a bit. Like, we can't have every photo like post sweat, like,
yeah,
you know, you've got to like mix in the professional. But I think that that's a beautiful thing, because what I saw so much in the kind of Brené Brown craze, mm-hmm. was kind of the like vomiting of marketing instead of the authentic share.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, so it went from like an authentic share, like, yes, this is empowering, to then it started to become like everybody just started posting their deepest, darkest. And I really feel that there's a new surgence of people want real. And it almost brings me back to when reality TV started with MTV and the Real House. No.
Yeah. Even Laguna. You remember the OC stuff and everything?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. With Lauryn Hill.
Yes.
Lauryn Hill is a singer.
Yes.
Lauryn.
Conrad. Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Heidi and Spencer.
Yep.
Yeah, so good. I could go watch those again, actually. No, but MTV is now bringing back. Is it not the Real House? It's not the Real House and the show.
Bravo has the Real Housewives, that kind of stuff. But I agree with you. I think that people gravitate towards that because they can relate it in their own life. And they can be like, oh, I do that. I get mad at that. Yep. And what people are wanting now more than ever, I think, you know, obviously the platform started as like, I have the best life and these are the highlights of my life and nothing happens to me. And then what happened? Mental health actually happened. And people's real true colors came out and was like, look, I'm not having a good day. And this is not always me. And people, I think, gravitated towards that. And then people started being like, oh, okay, that got a lot of views, actually, when I was crying or when I told my story and I could be vulnerable. People started taking notice of that. And then you know what even happened is people started believing you could sell products because you were vulnerable, because you were being more honest, which was great for brands, because brands now saw that I'd rather work with that person than someone who can't be real. And it showed true value to an ambassador.
Oh, I love that you said that. I think, so what do you think is next? Clearly you have such a good eye on this. It, you know, I know you had said definitely put time and energy into LinkedIn, which mm-hmm. is my next one, by the way. but what would you say, what do you see as kind of being the trend of the future that's going to happen? Like, where will we be this time, like 2022? What do you see happening in the market or in the social media realm?
Yeah, I think we're going to start having to just get used to figuring out how to be alone and what that will amplify into. So doing a lot of AI, doing a lot of social platforms, making sure that you can, you know, kind of reach out to your audience in a way where you don't need everyone around you, you know? So figuring out different ways to stand out on the platforms and branding yourself. I really think the future is going to be about branding yourself, because you're going to be by yourself. So how your exterior, what I call like your storefront, is going to be what makes people want to consume whatever you purchase, what you're selling, everything, negatively and positively. I know even too, which bums me out, is all the cancel culture right now. and just being very, very aware of how you are talking to people and speaking out. And I try to be very careful about that because I love humans, and I'm really scared. It really bums me out that I see a lot of people canceled, and I understand why, but in this new age, like, you don't want to get canceled because your whole life is going to be on these platforms. So
what do you mean by canceled? Like that, like them just giving up?
No, more so like the bandwagon mentality of people jumping on board and being like, I'm not about that person anymore. I'm not about that person anymore. So I think that's going to happen more and more because we are all alone and we are representing ourselves. So I think just being mindful of that and understanding that the next couple of years, it's going to be about you. Your name is going to be your brand. I truly believe that's where we're going, is you're going to be your own business, no matter how you look at it.
Even so let me ask you, and I'm going to take this advice myself.
Yeah.
For brands, what do you, so first and foremost, for those listening that are like, okay, I need to create it. Like, I'm my brand. I'm taking this on. I'm listening to Lindsay. I want to hire Lindsay, or like I just kind of want to know what, and we'll talk about all of that in your services. But I want to know what would be the first like steps that you would advise somebody on getting clear on their brand and that, and that identifying, you know, who they are and that point of differentiation for them.
Yeah, no, I think more than ever, I mean, just to kind of backtrack a little bit, more than ever, if your brand is in front of you, I think you need to switch it, because people want to hear the story of you and then they're going to purchase from your brand. And so I think, like, you know, the baby boomers and that kind of traditional view of how products and brands are looking, like Kmart and Kohl's and everything, you never really honed in on the person that was representing it. I think now more than ever, you should be the brand, and then your brand, your real brand is behind you and they support that, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I've always thought that way with my own business, is I always wanted everyone to know about Vamped first before they knew who we were representing and what brands we were working with, because this was my brand. I was like, everyone's going to hear about Vamped. And so now I think for the future, this is the brand. This is attached to this. So I'm the person that's pushing hard on myself now. And then they find out about this. So now I'm the next level up front. So I think it's really important. And to your question of how they should start, find out what your goals are, you know, like, what kind of integrity do you have? What kind of values do you have as a human? And then really figure out what your story is for your brand. Because for me, I started Vamped because I got into a car accident. I was super depressed. I wanted to end my life, and it was the perfect situation. And God gave me another chance. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to turn this life around. And now just talking about it, I think Vamped is also a part of me, like revamping my life, you know?
Absolutely.
Like I started me again, and I wanted to start everyone else over again.
In a bigger way.
Yeah. So, and my values and everything, I just wanted to keep consistent. I didn't want to change for this industry. It can be a very dark industry, and I wanted to be a light for this industry. So
you are. It's very clear. Like your energy is just like your aura is like,
oh, yeah, thank you.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
For the people that have a product, I love that. And I love that you said, you know, be forward facing and then share the product, share. What about for people that are like, okay, well, the product's me. I'm the person.
And that's fine. I want to make a perfect example. When you are that friend that always recommends things and they buy it right away, or they're like going after it because they're like, oh, well, Melissa always gives me the best advice, or she always presents the best things because I really believe her and what she says, because you've always had integrity and values and honesty. That's the same thing I feel about the business and putting your face forward. Is I don't talk about Vamped when I see people. I want them to get to know me. And when they trust me, they trust my business. And I think that's what's important, is like, put your face forward, show who you are, and then people will believe everything you say, you know, because you're an honest person.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Oh, like, yes. So, for you, what are the next things that you're seeing? I see that you're doing a lot of different initiatives. I know you had mentioned, like, it's going to be about me. Mm-hmm. Where can we expect to see you? We've got, and I'd love to share with everybody about Revamp TV.
Oh, thank you. Yay.
Yes. So let's go there first, because that actually answers part of it. And then I'd love to hear other things that you have in your vision.
Yeah. So during the pandemic and being inside, I mean, I didn't realize how much I actually thrive more when I'm alone. And we started a business called Chic Photo Bundles, which was a preset business. And I was like, okay, everyone needs, you know, filters and all that. So we did that during the pandemic. But what happened that was even more amazing is giving back, which I think knowledge is giving back. So we started Revamped Podcast, which you're talking about, Revamped TV. And it's just Revamped Podcast now. We switched it. But it's having knowledge with people that I love in this industry and giving back to the community and really understanding, you know, what it takes to thrive in the digital space and be an entrepreneur. But also, too, I wanted to give a platform to everyone that I know and I love, like the honest truth about who they are, because there's so many misconceptions of influencers and these people work so hard, and I don't want them to be looked at as like they just took a photo and it was so easy for them and they got 100,000 likes and they don't work. And that really bums me out because I see how hard my friends work. And I wanted to shed some light on that and to show their vulnerabilities, and that this platform of podcasting is just so vital to me. And I think it's the future as well, is we're going to be listening to a lot of people and getting support through, you know, audio or YouTube, like, you know, really original content. So then, you know, my business partners in Revamp Podcast, we started a network. And so now we're building out podcast shows and creating original content and just, you know, having so much fun on this new digital platform. You know, podcasting is just amazing to me. So yeah, we're working on that right now. So yeah.
It's so exciting. So you've got that. We know we can find you on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So, and obviously on Instagram, and we're going to put all of your handles below.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my gosh. Of course. And the other thing that I want to ask you, so you said you have an eye for talent. So who are, when you're looking, like, how are you scouting for, you know, because you work with influencers, mm-hmm. and you work with incredible brands, how do you really get clear on, like, these are the, I mean, with all the brands out there, with all the mm-hmm. types of influencers, what are you looking for? What's your ideal, like, oh my God, yes, please?
Someone who I can, honestly, it's come down to a point where I want to be able to talk to them every day and enjoy our conversations. That's what I think is a great talent. Someone who, like, is humble and is eager to work and be in the trenches and do the work. And I am just so blessed that I have so many talent that are just so supportive of me and aren't like, you know, I'll get to her when I need to get to her. You know what I mean? They don't treat me like the help. They yeah. treat me like we're equal, like we're both in this together. And I honestly feel like that's the thing I look for. I look for someone who's hungry, and I look for someone who's willing to listen, you know, and it has nothing to do about your size of you. We just actually, we just signed 3 new talents, and they're really small and they're crushing it. And I'm just like so thankful because they see who we work with and they're like, I want to be there. So it's like, that's all you need is the drive and I'll get you there. So yeah.
So for all, are there any brands or people that wouldn't be aligned with, for people listening to this that are like, would mm-hmm. that, you know, are there specific brands and influencers that you're kind of like, you know, it's definitely somebody that's a good human and wants to grow. But is it more beauty, fashion, all of the above? Is it?
We have all the above. We have so many different, we have moms, we have health and wellness, we have fitness, we have bathing suit girls, we have fashion, we have beauty. We have athletes. I feel like that's not the issue. I feel like once again, it's about the human, about how good of a human you are. And, you know, anyone that knows me knows that's how I work. I work with good people, and it's the same thing with clients. If you're coming to me as a client and you're already like upset, negative, you know, just looking for me and my team to fail you, we're not going to work together. I'm sorry. I will never please you, you know, and I have a lot of discernment, and I know that's my genius. And I know everyone has their like certain thing, but I can pick out what's wrong with a business before it happens. And I know like a lot of people don't like to hear the honest truth, but I think that's what I thrive in, is I can show you what's wrong before you actually make that mistake. And yeah, so I claim that and they just trust that, you know what I mean? Like they just trust me and know I'll never be dishonest. So it's always worked in my favor. And even during this time, Melissa, more and more clients want empathy. They don't want the salesy person that just wants the deal and, you know, wants you to just take their money. They want, like, I've turned down so much money, and it's only because I don't want them to be bummed on me. Like it wouldn't be worth it, because that one person can tell 20 other businesses how horrible and how much you don't do well for their business. It's not worth it. It ain't worth it. Ever.
No, I discern the same. I always talk about discernment, and it's the same thing with me and clients. I'm like, if this isn't the right fit, because I've, you know, been there before, and it is energetically, it is depleting, and it's not. And when there's certain people that just want to stay stuck and in that fixed mindset of victimhood or this, you know, of struggle, like just whatever, it doesn't matter how much love and support. And it just ends up being something that's just, it impaired me.
I was like, and it drains you. It drains you. I mean, that's how you get gray hair quicker. It's like the clients that are the most negative and the ones that, you know, they're like, oh, we're going to be easy. We're going to be the least of your problems. They're the ones that you have to stress out about all day long. It's not worth it. My business has never been about money. It's been about relationships. And I've been happy, you know?
Well, yeah. And coaching is different, but I did the like, oh, you know, there was a part when I first started where I was like, no, you hired me. I need to be able to change your entire existence. Like, I need to put everything in to make you happy. And I'm like, and then I was like, no, you can't make anybody happy. They need to take on the coaching. Mm-hmm. And if they're not willing, then it's an exhausting experience. And it just feels that. Yeah. Right? So there is so much about it being the right fit. And I think that that's just being smart in business. Mm-hmm. So, and just in taking care of you. Yeah. Right.
I've had Lyme disease. It's me first, my health first.
Because I hear you, girl.
Money is up and down, up and down. My health is first. That's number one priority.
When you have like a health, because I had thyroid cancer, and I can tell, right? Like when you have a health issue, like just waking up and having your health and not having doctor's appointments or feeling bad, you're just like, every day is a blessing. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm not giving my energy or my good to anything.
No. I've learned even too, like what had really healed me was getting rid of a lot of toxic people in my life, because your environment and, you know, everyone is an energy. So if you have in your circle a lot of negative energy, I mean, what do you think that does to your body? You know, it's just grabbing onto it and it's making you more sick. So I cleared that out. cleared that out.
I love that this is right in the month of March, because March, for like, I'm always talking about this, is the month of decluttering mind, body, people, life, yep. Right? Like your home, you're really looking at what is toxic, what foods are toxic, what people are toxic, what thoughts are toxic.
Yeah.
What is really clouding you, because it does, it shows up as energetic weight on your body, and it will show up as ailments and other things as well, if it's not actually healed at the root and discarded. And it's fascinating what happens when you discard it quickly, how you literally feel an energetic weight release immediately. And you're like, oh, that's right. Yeah. That wasn't mine.
Oh yeah. Melissa, a perfect example too. I was getting constant, earmuffs on this, but I was constantly getting bladder infections. Mm-hmm. And my best friend is a homeopath, and she was like, okay, I can't give you any more vitamins. It's not about that. It's actually spiritual warfare now. And she was like, you need to do some clearing out. And so I did. I got actually rid of 5 people that day, and I haven't had a bladder infection since, which has been 4 months. And I was getting them every week, which was really crazy, until she actually made me recognize that. And so I cleared those people out, and that's when my bladder infections cleared, because your mind is connected to your gut and your bladder. So anything you're thinking up here, like, oh my gosh, does that person hate me? They're stressing me out. They're making me feel this way. You're connected. And so this was being irritated constantly by those people.
And I love that you're saying this, because, girl, this is my jam. This is like what I do with people. Yeah. This was my video that went viral on TikTok.
Oh.
I put out and I said, how to know your partner's not right for you. And I said, it's not going to be what you think. Are you getting a ton of UTIs and bladder infections? And it
What? You did? Oh, my gosh. That was what I was.
You have to go.
I have to go check it out.
I had almost, it was like, almost 1,000 replies, 834,000 replies
about it,
saying that the same thing happened. All of these women going through and going, he was abusive. He was this. I found out he was doing this. I found out. And of course you have the people that are going, did you ever just think you didn't pee after sex? Did you ever just blah, blah, blah?
No.
And I was just like, no, I know this enough. And I know through being a miracle and healing myself of cancer and having supported so many in the same vein of how powerful the mind is, your cells are constantly responding to your thoughts, your beliefs, the energy around you, and your words. And they can either hurt you or help you.
Oh, so for sure.
Create new ones. But that was like the video that people were just like,
For anyone who's listening, I haven't had sex in 6 months, and I'm okay with that. How do I get bladder infections? You know, like.
Yeah. Thank you for being so open.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
True, and it does just show. And that's why I always like, you have to look at the other things going on. That's why I'm a holistic nutritionist in my background, and hypnotherapist and fitness, and I've got a slew of different things. mainly the holistic is and really helping people to understand the psychological components to what goes on in reprogramming your mindset, because so much of that shifts. We have to be aware of what's going on around us. We are energy. And I love that you said that.
Yeah.
Because energy, frequency, and I also, I have like 50 other questions. Okay. So for you, I just love you as a human so much. This is incredible. And I love everything that you shared, but getting back to the toxicity, because I think it's the same thing. And I think the same thing goes into social media and the people in your feed and kind of when you're building a business. So let's bring this into a lot of what, you know, I watched in Revamped watching your podcast. Yes. I'm like thinking of YouTube is, you know, really talking about what it takes to be an entrepreneur. And you've mentioned a few times about the hard work that influencers do put into it. And I think there is a misconception, a big one around, it's just like, oh my God, I just shoot videos all day. And that's like all I do. And it like, Yeah, I love when that's all I get to do, but there is so much more that I have to spend my time doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so for you, what would you suggest to the people that are going, you know, you mentioned many times, like the work that I put in, and I know that people are like, I don't want it to be work. I don't want it to be, but what would you say to those in terms of the mindset that's needed? What are some of the three top mindset principles that you would share to really be in this and get a business to start and get to that level of success? What were some of the things that you learned that really stand out?
I think the first one is, it's not about you. You know what I mean? When you put yourself out there, you have to remember that it can't be about you. It has to be who you're helping. So when I post stuff, I think about what am I going to post today that actually shows someone that can motivate themselves, that can be happier, to get a better mental health. You know, it's not about like, oh, what do people think about me today? Like, how great can I be today? It's about like, okay, I know that people are, you know, trying to find money and trying to, you know, they're really sad today. And I always ask my audience, like, are you okay today? Do you need love? And those things are what's important in this new space. And for your own mental health, you need to kind of separate the platform and not look in and dive deep into how people feel about you. You're never going to be the best for everyone. Not everyone's going to love you. And you have to just know that. And so with that being said, what I do a lot is I mute a lot of people. And it's only because I don't want to unfollow them because I know how much that would hurt them. And it's not that I'm muting them as a whole person. I think I'm just muting them on the platform because what they're showing me isn't making me excited or making me want to be a better person. So I always want in my feed, anything that puts value to my life makes me a better entrepreneur for other people, and anything that motivates me. You know, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. I don't want to unfollow them. And they, because automatically when you feel like you're unfollowed, you think, oh, they just like are rolling their eyes. They think I'm shit or whatever the misconception is. And the mute button is great because it's like, no, I'm still your friend. But I think right now what I want in my feed is everything that makes me right now, you know, and whatever that journey is. And I think the third thing is too, is like when you go out there into the world, like I said before, like just kind of stay true to yourself, and that will always shine through. That will always be the greatness of you. You know, like don't worry about the likes. Don't worry about the comments. People are seeing your stuff. They are interested. Even if you have 50 followers or 300, think about how many that is in a room. That's a lot of people. So don't always get caught up on the numbers. Get caught up on the people that showed up every day to see you, you know? So I think that's my advice.
That's what I always say. Love is in front of you. Like, love up your current following. Yeah. And instead of like, I mean, the likes game is thing. It's, you know, it's a crazy like culture that we're in right now, which is like, how many likes did you get? How many follows? How many engagement did you, right? And really just knowing that you're worthy of taking up space and sharing your truth, and your tribe will come. And to love up who's there, love up the two people and act like it's 2 million, you know, and love up whoever it is.
No, even to today, one of my I was going to say just an example. One of my influencers today who has 30,000 followers got a deal that one of my talent that's at 1 million gets, you know, and it was based off of just who she showcased as, you know. So it doesn't, people need to stop thinking that your number matters, you know.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Okay. I hate to do this. We have to wrap up, but we could not have wrapped up on a better note. Guys, definitely check about Lindsay. You have to follow her on Instagram. Oh. What's your Instagram handle?
So it used to be Dolce Lins. It was 8 years of Dolce Lins, and now I changed it to Linz Heppner, which is LINZ and then Heppner, HEPPNER. And then Vamped is the business. It's just the same, VAMPPED on Instagram and the website.com.
All right, guys, you have to check it out. You have to listen to the podcast. You have to follow her for all things fabulous. How could you not love this incredible woman? I like fell in love with you on this episode. We're going to become best friends.
Yay!
Honestly, it's incredible what you're doing. Your heart is just so beautiful, and you can tell with the success that you've had. And just, I cannot wait to watch and see what you continue to do. And you're just an inspiration, and really will definitely be somebody that I will be following. So guys, check her out. All of her links are below. Thank you again for being here, Lindsay. And thank everybody, you. Have a beautiful night, and I'll see you next week on the Wholeness Podcast.
Thank you, Melissa.
Bye, love.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me today. If this podcast episode was super helpful, what would mean the world is an awesome review on iTunes. Simply click and give your 5-star review so I can keep bringing you great content to support you in shining bright, playing big, and living as your most beautiful, authentic, and powerful self in a body you love. This show doesn't stop here, so join our exclusive and private Facebook community called Wholeness with Melissa Catherine. Simply ask to join to receive endless complimentary videos, monthly Facebook lives exclusive for this community, and be a part of an awesome, sacred, safe space of incredible, like-minded women just like you, where you can feel heard, express, and receive additional guidance. And I have something else that's incredible for you this month. So if you've been struggling to understand why you sabotage the things that you want, girl, this is my zone of genius and this is what I do. So I have created a quiz for you based off of my international best-selling book called Eat Right for Your Archetype. This quiz is going to help you to identify which archetype you are so you can break free from self-sabotage to release weight and step into your power in life. So this is so much more. Even if you don't have to release weight, this is about being healthy, and your health and wellness is what empowers you to your greatness. So simply head on over to melissacatherine.com/quiz to take that quiz today, and you will receive your results right away, right in your inbox. All right. Thanks so much, guys. And I will see you in the next episode.